it's not just a question of building a lot of solar panels and wind turbines. It's not just a supply side problem. It's also a question of the demand side. We have built massive infrastructure around the world, especially in industrialized countries, to use energy in specific ways, in transportation, in industrial processes, in agriculture. And most of that energy usage is not in the form of electricity. Most of it is liquid fuels or using coal or natural gas directly for heating buildings and so on. So the renewable energy revolution is going to require more than just a lot of solar panels and wind turbines. It's going to require the replacement of a lot of that energy usage infrastructure. Government leadership is going to be required to drive the electrification of many industrial uses of energy, to raise building standards, to require much higher levels of energy efficiency in heating, air conditioning, water heating, and so on. And in transportation, we're going to need a tremendous amount of research and development in replacing liquid fuels, not only for automobiles, but also trucking, in aviation, and also in shipping. These are going to be very difficult industries to transition.
What would different type of fuel for transportation or agriculture or aviation, what would that actually look like? What would it be?
Well, there have been suggestions with regard to aviation for using hydrogen, possibly supercooled hydrogen, or sophisticated biofuels. We looked at those prospects, and it appears to us that while it's probably technically possible, we're a very long way from being able to use those alternative fuels on a large scale. In fact, we don't see an easy route without some kind of technical breakthrough. We see global aviation as probably shrinking in size as we transition to renewable energy.
To do something like supercool hydrogen, isn't that of itself going to require an enormous amount of energy that, the argument sort of goes, can't be supplied by renewables?
Well, in theory, it can be supplied by renewables, but, you know, we're asking solar and wind to do a great deal. Currently, we only can use about 20% of global energy in the form of electricity. And, of course, solar and wind produce electricity directly. This is going to be an enormous ongoing challenge, for example, in industrial processes like making cement. Cement, of course, is the key ingredient in concrete, and concrete, in turn, is the foundation, if you will, of modern industrial civilization. Cities are built of the stuff. Well, cement is made in an industrial process that occurs at about 1,500 degrees Celsius, using very large amounts of either coal or sometimes natural gas. Transitioning that process to renewable energy may be possible in theory. And again, we're asking solar and wind to do a great deal, not just to replace coal and natural gas in current electricity production, but also to replace oil, coal, and gas for all of these other applications in buildings, industrial processes, and transportation.
Where do batteries play into it? Are you talking about energy that's produced or energy that's stored and used?
Well, storage is going to play an increasingly important role in our renewable energy systems. Initially, as solar and wind make up only a very small proportion of the total energy that we use, we can offset the intermittency of solar and wind power with existing capacity from other energy sources. So, for example, if the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing, we can fire up a natural gas power plant to make up the difference. But as solar and wind come to dominate the electricity generation sector, then we have a problem on our hands that we have to solve one way or another. Either we have to store electricity in batteries or as hydrogen, or by pumping water uphill into reservoirs so that we can let it flow back downhill and capture the energy in turbines, Or we have to have a lot of redundant generation capacity, so we have to build lots more solar panels and wind turbines all over the place than we actually need at any one given moment. Or we have to change our demand patterns so that we're using electricity more when it's abundant rather than just whenever we choose to use it.
Are batteries at the stage now where they are able to store and do quite a lot of work?
Well, batteries are inherently expensive and inefficient. They're getting better and they're getting cheaper. Batteries may be practical for home energy storage, but larger vehicles are problematic, and for grid scale storage, batteries are expensive and probably always will be relatively expensive as compared to pumped water storage and perhaps even hydrogen.
There seems to be a widespread belief, though, around batteries that they're right on the cusp of breakthrough technology that would make them affordable and applicable to larger scale industrial or home use. Are we not almost there?
Yes, there are technical breakthroughs that have occurred just in the last couple of years, and more are on their way. Nevertheless, even with the best theoretical battery storage, batteries don't measure up to some of the other options. If we're going to move the energy transition, the renewable energy transition, beyond the electricity sector, we have to start looking at those applications now.